scenes, right? Yeah,
this is the behind the scenes moment.
Where are they?
So, I got questions for you.
Okay, and I got answers for you, Mike.
Oh, here we are.
Yes, we are recording. So when I first asked you about this project, producing Coffee with Mike, what went through your head?
What went through my head? Okay, that's a great question. So I think I was kind of like intrigued to take this project on because usually I produce podcasts for people like you, business owners, but the podcasts are usually around like marketing, business building, branding. So one of the podcasts that I really like working is Coffee with Mike, and also your previous podcast, Better Mental, because it's around mental health. And I think mental health and the well-being in the business building space or in people like us, entrepreneurs, It's a topic that is often overlooked because we are on the go mode, achieving things, getting clients, getting paid, increasing, building websites, but not many people are talking about how we navigate this from the mental health touch point. So yeah, I was intrigued. I was very happy that you decided to create this podcast. And I'm happy to be a part of it, share my point of view.
But you're not just the editor. Tell us more about what your role is as producer here. What do you do? Yeah. I should know. What do you do behind the scenes?
You know what I do. But for listeners or for viewers, we don't know. Yeah, I pretty much do the whole production thing. So we coordinate in terms of like episode planning or episode ideas. I might research episode ideas and submit them for review or like give them as ideas or starting points. Then I also take care of the editing part, the shorts creation part, and the graphic design. So YouTube thumbnails, things like that. It's the visuals and the scheduling and pretty much the full production from the moment like you record, then you hand it off to me, and it's taken care of like by me and my editor. So yeah, and I enjoy doing that because when you do only, for example, when you take care only the editing part and you don't know what's going on next, it's kind of like feeling like being a part of a show, but you're not in it, if you know what I mean. You're not producing it. So I love producing a show from this standpoint, like as a producer, not just the editor, not just taking care of the scheduling and the visuals and the shorts, because many people want the shorts to put out on social media, because short form content works, yes, but like a little parenthesis here, but I want to say this, because short form content works, but we are here for the long run. We are like business owners and people in the marketing space, in the well-being space. People who follow you, who want to connect with you, like the audience, is here for the long run. And the audience that will become clients is those who will follow you for a while and not those who will like catch up on one or two shorts that you posted that went viral and then they left and went to the next one, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do know what you mean. Well, let me ask you this. For the person listening or watching who's thinking about starting their own podcast, what's one thing that you would tell them about production for that person who's just brand new to this? What do you wish people understood?
Yeah. Yeah, and thank you for bringing that up, because not in terms of production, but in terms of launching a podcast, most people are getting in the let's launch this podcast, or let's figure out the technical sides, and let's sign up for a podcast first, record the first episode, create the first YouTube thumbnail. But and most people forget or neglect to do the research first. And because it's boring, researching is boring, right? Getting feedback is hard enough, because you need to reach out to people either individually or on social media with polls and things like that. But the people you see are successful or have launched courses, and they are, you know, whatever success means to you, are those who either did the research at the beginning or started with a YouTube channel, for example, were experimenting with their audience. And through the experimentation that maybe lasted like 1, 2, 3 years, they found their calling and who are the people they are speaking to. So they did the research afterwards, but they did it and then pivoted and recreated like, you know, a business, brand, whatever. So if you want to launch a podcast and it's for business purposes, it's not just a hobby or passion project, because I can't speak to that, but I'm speaking mostly to business owners. So if it's for business purposes, you have to do your research first. Even if it's reaching out to 15 people and asking, you know, feedback about the potential names, or what they will want to see or listen to in terms of your core topics, let's say. So yeah, this is what I wish for people to do.
I love that. Well, I think the show is coming out great. It's better than I thought it would. You're constantly surprising me with that, how we continue to innovate, I think, together. And I think give it a year from now, this is going to look totally different, because we're going to have our systems down and it's going to just be cool. But what's been the biggest behind the scenes challenge we faced so far?
Okay.
It's Bye. About to get real. I'm prepared for anything. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. We're transparent here.
I don't know. I need to think about that. let's take a break.
No, one of the challenges I know, and this is on me, is sometimes I'm just so on the go.
Yeah.
Getting
you to actually, you know, coordinate and have a meeting has been a challenge, yeah. Because I know your schedule is demanding, and like with lots of conferences, speaking opportunities, you're always traveling, which is, I cannot imagine how hard it is to have a certain schedule around a week, within a week time frame.
Yes.
When you have back-to-back speakings and conferences and things like that. So like, if I think from my perspective, I don't have all that and I still struggle to have a certain schedule and follow that schedule. Yes. So for you, I cannot imagine how hard it is. So yeah, getting you to coordinate, to meet with me and go over details has been a challenge, but also, you know, we are learning so much and we've been doing great so far with the planning and production. So I'm happy with what we've got here.
You're being nice to me. Well, it's important to know that, because one of the things we talked about in our previous episode was systems and stuff. And yes, the kind of lifestyle I lead is very different. I mean, there's no normal day.
No.
There's none, like at all. You know, different time zones, different this, that. So let me ask you this. Have you ever had a moment where you were editing an episode and thought, what is this episode? Like, what happened?
Yeah. Are you referring to a specific episode? Yeah, I've had that moment. With one episode of the show. And I'm like, I'm reviewing, because before I get to the editing phase and the processing, I always review parts of the like different bits of the episode to ensure that I know what episode this is. So I'm reviewing the episode as I go through it. I'm listening to it. I'm like, okay, this is not the episode. For example, episode 3, this doesn't line up with the outlines because you've done great work with outlines, outlining the episode, so, you know, getting prepared before you record, which is something we should say because most people just open the microphone and they say whatever they say, which is fine, but also preparation is something that for me, listeners can understand that you come prepared, you know. So, and I was like, okay, what's going on here? What am I missing? And I immediately messaged you, and we fixed it.
No, and I listened to it too, and I'm like, well, this is good material, but this is not what's on the outline.
Yeah, no.
And I'm the one that recorded and wrote the outline. So I was wondering what just went on. Like, was I just in front of the camera and I just started just feeling the spirit and just feeling the spirit? Like, I don't know. But, well, let me ask you this. What's been your favorite episode to produce so far? I know we've only had a few, but I'm curious if you have a favorite.
Yeah. I think the first one was my favorite because the first episodes, I love the first few episodes from each show, but from your show specifically because you go over, you know, what the podcast is about and the core mission, the core purpose, which I love, like gives me context to what's coming next. Mm-hmm. And also I think this is going to be very helpful for listeners as well to have an idea, you know, a comprehensive idea of what the show is about, whether it's for them or not, and your goal with this, your purpose with this. So yeah.
Okay, you're very purpose driven like me. So you like to see that. Well, let me ask you this. So for someone starting their own podcast, mm-hmm. and I know you said before, like, you know, you encourage them to think about the research, mm-hmm. but what's another piece of advice you'd give to someone considering launching a podcast? Yeah, what would you tell them?
Yeah. Again, I'm not going to touch on the research and like finding your niche and finding your message concept because we already touched on that. For me, launching a podcast, you don't have to have everything figured out or you don't have to have...
Wait, you don't?
You don't.
Oh, okay.
Expensive gear. But again, if it's for business purposes, and if it's like your podcast is a marketing tool to market your business, you should have like some sort of like microphone. It's not good when we record with our phones.
So I shouldn't just record into my phone. And
no, you shouldn't. Because for me, it's more than... first of all, it's all about the listening experience, but also it's about what you show to those listeners and viewers by investing even in a low-budget microphone and you're taking care of your surroundings and the recording environment. You're showing to your listeners and viewers that you care about this show and you just don't just like open the microphone through a storm and you just share your thoughts on it and expect people to hear you through the storm, you know? this can be done when we're talking about a hobby, but when we talk about building a system around the podcast and like driving people to your show and to your business, courses, memberships, whatever, quality and planning are the two things that shouldn't be neglected.
Mm.
Yeah.
So this is so good hearing this, like even though we went over all this for me, it's like, it's refreshing because like, I think we all get caught up in this perfectionist mindset.
Yeah,
no. I need the perfect equipment. I need, the perfectness. And we've learned that, you know, even today recording this, it's just like, all right, let's go. Let's do it, right? Has producing this show changed how you listen to podcasts?
I don't know about that, but definitely it's been giving me you know, a different perspective into, you know, what kind of podcast I'm listening to. Because again, through this opportunity to produce your show and the previous show that you've been the co-host to, you opened my mind into wanting to have more podcasts about mental health and prioritize mental health. So I can, you know, I listen to mental health shows to have a better understanding of me, myself, how I take care of myself, not only, you know, just making it through the day, but actually taking the time to do self-care and, you know, prioritize things. And yeah.
I love it. Well, you know, it's actually changed the way I listen to them because I, it's called Coffee with Mike.
Mm-hmm. Which I love coffee, by the way.
Me too. And but the episodes, for the most part, are just me drinking coffee by myself. And I listen to podcasts that are usually interviews.
Yeah.
So it's been an interesting thing for me to, like, find some new ones that are just a person just talking. Also, when I'm doing it, I'm not just putting the camera on.
Yeah.
I am, like, looking in the camera, shooting it like a production, you know? We got the green screen right now. So you get to put whatever fancy background. So if you're watching this and you see interesting backgrounds, that's not my hole. It's whatever Krista decides, the environment. You can just put me on the beach, like...
How amazing.
You should totally mess with me to make sure I'm reviewing things, like put like the zoo behind me or something and see if like I pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. You have to keep this show on track. That is your thing, keeping this thing on track. Yeah. What's one behind the scenes ritual or habit that I might not even know about that helps keep the show on track?
Ritual, yeah.
Actually, I know one. I can tell you one.
Okay, tell me.
When you email me, you WhatsApp me too.
whenever I review things, I immediately want you, you know, to WhatsApp you or whatever, to reach out to you and, you know, go over the thing that I'm reviewing and then get into the actual work, because I want to keep the communication, you know, open or communicate with you, even over communicate. I don't know, you would pick and tell about that. But I believe that even though I can take initiative, I can make decisions because you've given me the right to do, I want to keep you updated to what is going on. So I think, if I could say, this could be a ritual or a habit, that would be it.
Yeah, you said something very important. I learned it recently, over-communication. First of all, there's no over-communication when it comes to delivering a production.
Yeah.
Because there's so many moving parts.
Yeah.
So in fact, I actually think it's essential, like, to be successful at production, whether it's live events or whatever, you need to, like, get in the habit of over-communicating.
Yeah.
Because even when you do, things go wrong and whatever. So let me ask you this, if I want to contact you and like we didn't know each other and I want to consider, you know, hiring you to be a consultant, a producer, where would I go?
you can go to my website, which is krisastoriludi.com. I can spell it for you if you want.
Okay, we'll put that one in the show notes.
We're going to put that in the show notes or in the, if you put Krista Stoll, it is a short from my surname, I'll probably pop up. My LinkedIn profile will be popping up. So either my website or on LinkedIn. I'm mostly active on LinkedIn. So Krista Stoll is the handle. Yeah, you can contact me there or through my website through the contact form, which has every information. But before we move on, I have a question for you.
Well, we didn't plan this, but when we talked about things coming up, then okay. What's the question?
The question is, tell us more about, like, what is the goal with the show? And if you can think, like, 6 months into the future, how would you want the show to be? Or, like, if you're visualizing, if you're doing any planning, imagination, whatever, How would you want this show to be in the next 6 months?
We live in a world where so many people are creators, business owners, solopreneurs, freelancers. Even if people have a full-time job, they're kind of side hustle. Mm-hmm. And basically a lot of people that are leading their own thing, whatever that thing is. And you and I both know that there's multiple aspects of that.
Yeah.
In one sense, it's so much fun. You get this freedom. You know, when you actually get paid for the first time doing your own thing, it's a great feeling. It really, really is. When you get that second client, it's a great feeling. You know, it feels good. But with running your own thing comes some, you know, mental challenges, you know. And separate from that, you might just have your own mental health challenges just, you know, coming into the world, right? So it was important to me that we found a way to address this because... Yeah. I've learned personally that as someone with mental health challenges, I need to be extra on top of my mental health when it comes to running a business because anything and everything comes up. Every problem in the world comes up. Surprises out of nowhere. Wait, I owe this bill for what? Like, you know, whatever it is, you have to be able to navigate that if you want to be successful. And I actually think sometimes success is being able to handle the pressure that comes with something. And the better you get at handling that pressure, the more success, the more life throws at you, the better you're able to handle. So that's one thing. And the other thing is mental health issues and people issues go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. And now I say it, even if the person's imaginary in your head that you're fighting with, mental health issues and people issues go hand in hand. So it brings up this word belonging. And this is a word right now that as we're recording this, the entire world is rethinking DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. And I think sometimes you overuse a term, it just loses its meaning. But at the end of the day, people want to feel like they belong to different things. And as a leader, one of the challenges is getting people to feel like they belong in a divided world that feels so divided right now. So putting this all together, mental wellness for the leader and helping with belonging, I needed to create this. I needed to create this because I addressed this stuff in my presentations, but not enough, to be honest with you. So I figured if I had my own show, could do my own thing and just run my mouth for as long as I want to, that would help people. So that's really the goal is to do that. And also, some people will never get to hear me speak. And podcasts you listen to for free, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to give people who may not hear me ever speak a way to access some of that material and use it for themselves. 6 months from now, you're going to love what I'm hoping for. I hope you and I have solid systems in place where we don't even need to communicate that much.
Okay.
I mean, we can say hi. It's not like
an old... We've got this.
That's what I'm looking at. But I'm also looking at a show that's starting to really thrive where we're getting feedback from listeners. And you and I can just be the creative artists that we are and say... You know, the thing that we do well, I think we're both, we try stuff.
Yeah.
And it's almost like two children.
Yeah.
Like, you want to throw the paint on that wall? Okay, throw it on that wall. You know, and that's something that we do well. And I think that's ultimately going to be a thing that really helps it expand to whatever it's going to be. You know, I would love to say I want to be on Sirius XM or something like that. But well, in case you're listening, Sirius XM, feel free to contact me. But that's where I hope the show goes. And in the process, you and I just have fun with it. That's really my hope.
I love that. I love that. And like to add to that, experimentation is all, for me, it's all what matters. Because through experimentation, you know, you can see what works and what doesn't. And you can adapt and pivot and make changes according to that. So yeah, I love that you have this mindset, and I am really happy that you are creating this podcast.
Thank you. Well, thank you for all your help. And you know what? Let me say this to all of you listening. I mean, we're both perfectionists in our own ways, but we also say good enough. You know, good enough. We didn't get everything we wanted good enough. We're going to try our best, and that's the thing. So to the listener out there, know that you got people behind the scenes here trying to really give you something special. It's not just me trying to run my mouth, even though I said that before. The content is very intentional, very, very intentional. I think in that first episode, we talk about toxic workplaces.
Yeah.
I've shared that with so many people and they really love it. And I think it's an important one because, you know, again, it's not just saying, okay, here's some breathing techniques for stress. You can get that anywhere on any podcast, yeah. But toxic workplace, yeah. That's something we all have to deal with or have had to deal with. Let me get
it's huge. Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
You know?
People want to, yeah, they should listen to episode one.
Yeah. I mean, for all you know, like we might have to do a whole season on toxic workplaces, yes. And just have different episodes on that. Yeah. Even though that would be really interesting actually, but no. So thank you for all that you've done.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Thank you for the opportunity to work with you. I love what we're doing, and yeah. Thank you so much, Mike.